I have an idea. Do you want to do the intro of the podcast?
Do I want to do the intro of the podcast?
Yeah, I think that'd be fun for listeners if it came in with a whole different voice.
Sure. I don't have the intro handy, you know.
You remember it, though, I hope.
I don't remember. Do you know how much I listen to?
That'll come up in a second. Okay, just do your best.
What? Do my best? Do my best for what?
Just do the start the podcast intro. Go.
I don't know the podcast intro. You can't put me on the spot like this.
Go. Just welcome to here. I'll start out. Welcome to.
Welcome to the Podcast Junkie Discord server. What?
No. Oh boy, you don't know where we are.
Of course not. I'm old.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't do that to you.
Wait, why is there an ad for Viagra on Twitter right now?
All right, I'll do the intro if you'd like.
Well, it's your show.
I know, that's why I thought it'd be fun if someone else did the intro.
But...
All right, I'll have you do the intro on the way out. How's that sound?
Wouldn't that be an outro?
Welcome to Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast, the podcast that reviews the reviews of its podcast, now with a Z. Today, it's episode 50, spectacular. It's a milestone for podcasts everywhere. They don't celebrate episode 100 in the same way they celebrate episode 50. Episode 50 is the way to go, apparently. And on account of that, and just like Bleep from earlier said, I needed to get a co-host. I thought, what better time than episode 50 to have a co-host on the podcast, Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast. And look no further than right now, we have, in addition to me, normal Ken, we have Raymond Morse. Hi, Raymond.
Hi. Wait, I'm a co-host now?
You're my co-host now, and I'm sorry to break it to you in this way, but it seemed like that might be a good way to get people to listen to the show and leave reviews for it. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, the co-host now of our podcast, and let them know who you are.
So if I'm the... I'm the co-host now.
Yeah, you're the co-host now, so just I thought we had agreed for the rest of the show you'd be the co-host from now on.
From now on?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's cool. I'm not doing anything else. All I do all day is listen to podcasts anyway, so why not co-host a show about... reviews.
There we go. Well, that's why I brought you on, because you are a professional podcast listener. You've listened to how many podcasts do you think you listen to on average
in a week, or like what's in my subscribed list or what?
Yeah, just like they're given any 10-minute segment of time.
In a 10-minute segment of time, well, if it's your show, pretty much all the episodes I can almost fit into 10 minutes. There's that one like longer 16-minute one for some reason where you reviewed my review and didn't review it very well.
Didn't review it very well?
No, you didn't give all the parts 5 stars.
Well, that's because it was only a single review for... Okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Raymond, as well as being a podcast professional listener, is also notable because he left the longest review on Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast, consisting of a nested 4 other reviews than his own, which kind of threw off the system and really made me... have fewer reviews than I could have otherwise had. That's the one you're talking about, I assume.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can get you more if you want them.
I would love them, more of them. But okay. Make them discreet and don't put them all in one review.
But that was so much fun, putting them all in one review.
Yeah, but this isn't really a podcast about fun. It's more about trying to get as many reviews as we can. I don't know if I can make that any more clear.
What happened to that guy you met on the street?
He hasn't contacted me again. I don't know why. He got my my Instagram, but either he didn't listen or he's busy or he didn't like what he heard. I'm not sure. I imagine he's busy.
Well, it can't be that he didn't like what he heard. This is right. Like the best thing, you know, going.
Well, okay, let's talk more about that. As my co-host, I would like to hear some more praise from you, if you could, about the show that you are now a part of.
It's a fantastic show. It absolutely is engaging. Mm-hmm. Sometimes only for like 2 minutes at a time. Sometimes up to 16. So it's potentially like the average person's nighttime activities. Might be a little long on some ends, but you know.
What is a nighttime activity?
Wait. How inappropriate can I be?
I mean, I guess it depends on the Apple sensors.
Wait, you don't know your own show?
I haven't listened to it back. I just kind of put them out, and I don't like to go back. I like to look ahead, look forward, you know, to look at the future. I don't like to dwell on the past.
You don't like to dwell on the past?
No, because otherwise I'm just focusing on the same reviews we've gotten over and over, and they don't really add to our charts.
though, like, maybe we can get some new reviews from you, because I'm sure there's some people that haven't written them.
That's the thing. So you, having listened to, since you won't guess how many podcasts you listen to, I'm going to guess for you. I think you've listened to upwards of 100,000 podcasts. And so, is that accurate?
That's probably entirely accurate.
See, that's when we go to you, because you are well known in many circles as the consummate podcast consumer. And so I brought you in not only to be my co-host because of your expertise, because of your very, very long review, but also because I wanted to get your advice on how to get more reviews. You listen to so many podcasts, you must leave tons of reviews, and you must know how to get the most reviews I can. I've seen podcasts out there get thousands of reviews a week, you know, like at least, even at the very least, 100 reviews a week. If I could get 100 reviews a week in no time, I will have succeeded. What do you, the professional, the wizened, you know, consumer know about how I can get more reviews for my podcast? What do you look for when you're listening that I can translate into my own situation?
What do I look for? Good content. But I think in your case, you've already got that. What you need to do is engage with your listener base.
Engage with my listener base. Okay, yeah. You mean like their posts on Twitter or something?
Sure. Respond to them, you know, more than just a couple words here and there. Actually get involved with people, stalk people on Twitter, convince Podcast Junkie to review your show, stuff like that.
Okay. Do you find that you are more likely to review shows that interact with you on Twitter then? Is that what I'm getting out of this?
I tend to engage more with shows that are engaging with me for sure.
Okay. I mean, I'm willing to do almost anything for reviews, even demean myself into engaging with my listeners. But,
I mean, you can always pay people to review you.
People I know?
I mean, there's Russian bots or people, you know.
Okay.
I mean, there's, you could ask a lot of people that, you know, we know in common from the Discord server. I'm sure we could get them to do it.
Yeah. But let's imagine we know 100 mutual acquaintances. That's only 100 reviews. I need 100 reviews a week. I need so many more reviews than people I know.
Well, that's even more people than I know.
Well, without engaging, without paying people, because I can afford right now, I have 3 patrons, so I can only afford $3 a month on paying people. What else can I do to get more reviews? What makes you leave a review if they haven't ever engaged with you? The content's good. We've knocked that off the list. Check marked. What else can I do? Because I'm in dire straits here. I'm kind of desperate. We have only 1 week to go before reviews are coming out. I would like to have weekly reviews, but we're not at that place yet. And in the meantime, I need to know for the next infinite months from now on how to get more reviews more consistently. And you're the only person I can think of to turn to for this.
I don't know. Start trying to like be a guest star on everyone else's show so you can ask for reviews there. Get their listeners to leave you reviews.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean,
work my way up the podcast food chain.
Right.
Okay, I like that. That's good.
I mean, I'm sure you got a few new reviews after you talked with Lee from Relativity.
You know what? I don't know if I did, because that was the week I did my big promo episode exchange where I had right. A whole bunch of different podcasts. I could do another promo episode, I suppose.
Those don't hurt. I mean, promotions are good.
They're good. I'm just worried. I don't want my listeners. They're very, my listeners, I assume, are just very like steadfast in their values. And I don't want to throw them off what they believe to be the only good podcast by like promoting podcasts they wouldn't like as much.
One of the ways that everyone can be successful, not just you, is to promote others. The key sometimes is to talk about everyone else, not necessarily always yourself, because people will notice that you're, hey, look, this person's a part of the community. They're nice. They're supporting others. Maybe I should go check them out. Maybe I should review them.
So feign niceness so other people will check out my podcast.
Exactly. Lie to them.
Lie. Okay.
Wait.
Okay. Well, thank you. I mean, our podcast, I feel like at this point, is already going incredibly long. I don't want to break our world record.
No. Well, I mean, it would make sense if we did because I'm already the reason we have that record.
That's true. What made you feel that you should make my podcast longer than it needed to be?
I thought it was funny.
Okay. Well, this is no laughing matter. This is a podcast made by real people who are trying their best to get to the top of the podcast charts.
I mean, I want you to be at the top of the podcast charts. But I think, as you know, I want everyone to be at the top, which is impossible. So I guess we'll have to just
settle. I only want to be at the top personally. I want everyone else to be below me.
But that's, I mean, I get that, but that's not very nice.
Well, only temporarily. As long as I get to the top at one point and then fall, I don't mind. I just want to get there for a second so I can say I've done it. You know?
Well, then we'll figure out ways. I'll get you those reviews.
Okay. You'll get me the reviews.
I can try.
Is that the exchange we're making right now?
Sure. I'm sure I can round up some more reviews for you again.
You've also listened to, I imagine, 1,000 or 100,000, I'm sorry to diminish your listening, 50th episodes of podcasts. What do they usually do on a 50th episode that we should do to kind of also be a relevant podcast?
They give away a car.
Okay. Like a Hot Wheel?
No, like, you know, like some sort of brand new BMW or something.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else that they do besides that? Or...
I don't know. Stickers are cool. Do you have stickers?
I don't have stickers. I don't have any merch because merch costs money to make, unfortunately, to get money back. I'm like still in the nascent stages of acquiring enough money to to invest it into products to get more money from.
Well, you know, my personal favorite thing is like signed show notes or signed scripts, but since...
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I feel like there's one more thing you wanted to do before you left, which I will willingly oblige even though it's not review week technically, I will allow you, because your review was both the longest and the weirdest, to review your own review or my review of your review, whatever you'd like in any way to tackle that, since it is a reviews show and it is the 50th episode.
It is the 50th episode. And I loved your review of my review, or was it my review's reviews? There was a lot of reviews in there. I bribed one person that first one that said Ruck made me do it. Yeah, I might have twisted some arms there.
Okay.
Which, you know, honestly, if you had knocked a star off for that one, I would have understood, which honestly, I think you should have. That one felt a little forced.
Okay, well, we can redistribute that star.
Right, but I think we made up for it by the amazing second one with that wonderful grocery list song, which you might win an Audioverse Award for.
I am up for, and actually last week's episode talks about this. This week's episode is being recorded before last week's came out, so I don't exactly know what I've said about it yet. But we are up for 6 Audioverse nominations, including Grocery List in E minor, my vocal composition brought by your review, nested within, as you mentioned before, the Inspector's review.
Yes, which was fantastic. And then I think we had an AI review you, so I don't know how that works.
We could take that star from Escrow from the first review and just place that there, I suppose.
Place that there. So I think we end up back with 5 stars, and I'd give you a review 4.5 stars, though, because you messed up the first time around.
Messed up? What do you mean?
Well, you didn't allocate the stars right the first time. Like, well, it should have been less on the first one and move it around a little bit.
But now we're fixing it now, so we can readjust that score.
Well, I suppose I can give you 5 stars.
Okay, I like that. That's great.
Yeah, we'll give you 5 stars.
Okay, that's what I like to hear, and I won't accept anything less, so.
Perfect, 5 stars.
Thank you so much for that review. So that's okay. Anything else, Raymond, before we sign off on the 50th episode, the last episode of the show so far, Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast?
You know what? Congratulations on making 50. This is one of those shows I look forward to every week, and everyone should be listening to every week.
All right. Let's take that audio clip and put it in every other podcast, because if they're only listening to this podcast, they'll already have heard it.
Perfect. Let's do it.
All right. Why don't you sign off with our classic sign off?
You act like I'm gonna know these things. Why,
if you listen to the show, won't you know what the things are? I'm very consistent.
We just covered that. I listen to 100,000 shows a day.
My show is the only one that's worth it.
On Wednesday.
Well, thanks so much, Raymond. And I don't know what's gonna happen. We're at 50 now, so anything's up in the game. But I will consider your suggestions. And we can say this in simultaneous if you want. We will see you next week. Okay.
We will see you next week. What?